That's a great masculine voice.
Thank you. Thank
you. Do it again.
Yeah, so I love
boobies.
Woman.
Yeah.
The way the women have their parts. Ooh. Mm.
What's your favorite part?
Most. Most.
She said, what?
How could they do something like that?
Are you serious?
What a thirsty MF-er.
Not good. She's absolutely dead to me.
That's because she died.
I'm Sterling Mulberry.
And I'm Blair Payton. And welcome to
Bad Behavior,
a morally questionable podcast.
We're two unqualified friends,
two unhinged comedians,
determined once and for all what is good
and what is bad. Hi, Blair.
Hey.
I have a bone to pick.
I can't imagine what bone this would be.
My God.
First of all, welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
I want to talk. I'm going to talk to the audience because I feel.
Yeah. Okay. Get someone on your side from this.
You're about to attack me. So all right. Go ahead. Launch into your attack.
All right. I do my dear, dear friend a favor this weekend. He comes to me.
Can I preface?
Yeah. Yeah.
That It's been a long time since I've had intimate times, okay?
All right.
And desperate times call for desperate measures.
Okay. And for that, I was like, I'll step up to the plate.
Okay, that sounds like... Yeah, and yeah, so we made love.
Yeah,
this
we made
weekend.
Love. No, no, no.
And she fell asleep.
Okay, so Friday night, Blair and I try to get lottery tickets for this show. Unsuccessful.
Which I'm kind of glad because
yeah,
really
honestly, I don't know if it would have been that good. So we're like, okay, what to do next? We're kind of like deliberating. And he's like, you know.
Okay, hold on.
Okay, all right.
I get a text from
a crush.
And he was like, hey, what are you doing? I'm having some friends over in about 30 minutes to watch Drag Race.
Okay, to have a crush text you only 30 minutes before.
Okay. I know my standards aren't high, but again, pleasure times haven't been frequent.
Yeah, all right.
And it's going to fall off at some
okay,
point.
Okay, so his crush texts him, and he's looking at me, puppy dog eyes. He's looking at me. He's like, can we go?
Well, another thing to preface. Yeah. He is very attractive. And
he is
like,
hot, yeah.
And... typically, hot guys have hot friends.
That's true.
And I was just like, one, I'm going to be like really uncomfortable there and I don't want to go by myself. We didn't get into the stupid play.
No.
Would you take one for the team and go with me?
Yeah.
And you did.
Yeah, no, I did. And I was honestly excited to go.
Yeah.
And like as we're walking there, we're going to like Chelsea.
Yeah.
This gorgeous apartment in Chelsea. And how do we set this scene? We walk in.
As I predicted, hotties.
Hots. Yeah.
So as soon as we walk in, I make a beeline for the alcohol. I was like, I need to be drunk.
Yeah, I'm still like literally taking my jacket off at the door. Blair's already pouring himself a drink. I'm like, okay.
Vodka soda because, you know, gays, that's another thing about being gay. You have to keep it tight.
So we arrive at this party.
Yeah.
Blair walks in to this party and says, this is my friend Sterling.
Okay, you're jumping ahead.
Okay.
We made pleasantries. We got
barely,
our drinks.
Barely.
We got our drinks.
I still have my scarf on me.
All right. And then we go into the big grand area where the couches are.
Yeah.
We get cozy and like everyone's like talking to each other. And like one guy is like talking to me out of pity. And you're just sitting there still in your scarf. and so... you know, I'm trying to like interject my way into the conversation, be like, hey guys, I'm fun too. And so someone, I can't remember who it was, but they were like, hey, I'm so and so. And I was like, hi, I'm Blair. This is my friend Sterling. You stuck your hand out. And I was like, she hates gays. It was a joke. I thought it was
funny.
No,
you forgot the main part.
What main part?
You said, this is my friend Sterling. She's never seen Drag Race. She hates gays.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The 1-2 punch.
And then I had to say at the time, it's true. I don't think I've seen a full episode of Drag Race. I don't know.
Which
how
is homophobic.
Yeah, no, I don't know how that's possible. I've definitely seen like clips. And so I had to be like, okay, yes, it's true. My name is Sterling. It's true. I haven't seen a full episode of Drag Race, but I don't hate gays.
Well, okay. Granted,
which is hard. That's a hard sentence to say.
Well, granted the joke, I was nervous. I was trying to make a joke. It wasn't the best. And you know, but I think they knew. I wouldn't bring
up. Do you think you and your crush are going to go anywhere from this weekend? Like, do you think we were successful at all?
I don't.
I feel like I was a bad wing woman.
No. Okay. So as the night progressed, I got drunker. You stayed sober.
Yeah.
And then I started flirting with this guy's ex who just happened to be there. Yeah. They're still
flirting
different.
With the crush's ex that was also in attendance.
And you sent me a text from across the room. And you're
yeah,
like,
I did.
Blair, what did you say?
I was like,
I gotta, if I can find the text. It was so funny because
I think I was like, do not.
You're like, we need to go. Yeah. Get up. Do not talk to
do
him.
Do not talk to that guy's ex. And yeah, like, I said like, bad, bad, bad. Trouble, but I was trouble.
But I was like drunk enough to where I was like, yeah, this isn't computing. I'm like, okay, girl, bye. You know, but then we finally left and I asked you in the elevator. I was like, do you think he's into me?
And I was like, I think the exes still like each other.
I don't know. I'm still holding out hope.
I mean, me too. Me too.
Thank you.
All I want is for you to find love.
Thank you. True love. And you know what? I think I did it by calling my friend homophobic and flirting on my crush's boyfriend. I think I have a clear path to true love. Truly. I've Truly. Got this. Everything is fine.
Oh my gosh, Blair, I think our guest might be here.
Wait, our guest is here?
I think he might be here.
Tell me about this guest.
All right. Well, he's our dear friend. Mm-hmm. And he is absolutely hilarious on TikTok.
He makes me giggle fart.
I really, each time. Like, I love him. And he has the absolute amazing show, External Validation, at the Bell House.
In Brooklyn, all you non-New
New Yorkers. Please welcome Vincent Ward.
Hey.
Well, thank you so much for coming on. It's such a pleasure to see you.
It's good to see you too.
So
do you want me to ask the question you were looking at?
This is our podcast called Bad Behavior.
Yes.
And we like to ask our guests the classic question.
It's classic.
It's classic.
Get ready. Brace yourself for a classic question.
How do you feel like you usually approach bad behavior? Are you like more passive aggressive? Do you kind of just sit with it and don't say anything? Are you kind of like immediately we need to like resolve this conflict? I have to go talk to my therapist for a bit. Mm. And obviously every situation is different, but how do you find how like you usually approach?
Great. I love that question. Such a good question.
Thank you.
I would say for the most part, I'm like, we are on earth yes. for so short.
Yeah.
That's like why I get so anxious and it physicalizes itself so quickly that like I'd rather just be like, fuck the games. Let's have a conversation.
Yeah.
Let's sit down and chat, yeah. which is actually my bad story. Is literally that,
is that
personified,
yeah.
if I could give it a big textbook word.
How did you get to that point? Because I am conflict averse and I find it very hard to open the dialogue. Mm-hmm. What is your recommendation for someone who's just a big old pansy like myself?
Well, that's a great question.
Thank everyone's, you. Thank you. It felt good
really,
asking
really, boom, boom. Really great question.
It's like Oprah and Dr. Phil.
I was just
guess
about
who's Dr.
to
Phil?
Say
no.
that. For legal reasons, I'm not going to answer that question.
Yeah, thank you.
In a way, we're Oprah. Thank in a way.
In a way.
So
I'd be okay with Gail.
Gail Weathers?
No, her best friend.
Oh, that scream. Oh.
Why don't you know anything about Oprah's best friend, Gail? That's offensive to Oprah.
Does Oprah know who I am?
Yes, I checked with her.
Yeah.
Okay,
shit.
So, sorry, can you please
She's a
give,
deity.
Can
She's,
you give Blair what, yeah, how did you kind of get to that stage?
Yes, the Everyone's, initial question.
The initial
Thank
question.
Thank you.
Yeah, of
let's
course.
Let's get back on topic, please. I grew up a wicked Irish Catholic family, and like everyone, they just like don't talk about anything ever.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think, you know, just like I was, you know, very fortunate to raise up to like grow up during like the Tumblr era and like the teen angst era.
I want on a shirt being like, I'm really grateful to have grown up in the Tumblr era.
Wait, is it the era where it first came out where it was more blogs or like later when it was like the good stuff that's no longer there, porn?
Both.
Okay.
I existed in such an incredible intersection. And as a high school boy who had a lot of shit to
and
say.
And that's what intersectionality is.
That's what, thank you. And I've been having that conversation actually for a while. So I'm glad that I can bring it here. So, and like, you know, with that comes like access information and the teen angst. I was like, I'm going to be different than what I've seen. So I was very, anytime there's a problem, I was like, let's talk about it.
Yeah.
That's as kind of as a way to be angsty to my parents.
Mm.
And I think it just became a trait that really stuck. And honestly, it is some, I mean, obviously like, you know, I do love people and I do love humanity. So I try not to go about it as like, I'm better, let's confront. But sometimes people can see it as like, all right, give people time and space. Chill.
Yeah.
It's so hard for me. I feel like giving people time and space, like in a conflict, like everyone's like, you know, take a day or two. And I'm like, let's just talk about it right now.
I understand both sides of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I totally get it.
Sometimes I need
so
the day, but like then other times I'm like, I want that fucking answer.
It's exactly. When people send me, and this is like the most, like, you've seen 1,000 tweets about this, but it's so true. It's when someone's like, they send you a text, it's like, can we call in 15? That is about to be the worst 15 minutes of my fucking life. It doesn't matter. I could literally be at my wedding and be like, shit. Like, it could be so, so bad. You just spiral.
Well, now, going back to high school, you said you were very angsty. Could you paint a picture? What did high school Vin look like?
Large.
Oh.
And I think...
Wait,
I,
how large?
Pretty, I mean, like, you know, pretty big. Okay. Like, I was, like, the classic, like, the gay kid who was, like, fat in high school and lost weight and moved out. And everyone's like, wow, he's so, like, that's...
Mm. So, like, when you go home, you're like, hey, like, you feel like a celebrity.
Yeah, yeah. People are like, what do you do? And I'm like, let's not get into that. But just know that I'm doing things.
Yeah, yeah.
I was very, like, very, like, paramour, very, like, the largest person in a room, kind of like, I'm gonna get to the punchline that you're gonna make about me before you can.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that plays into the whole like,
hello, I went to high school, I did the same thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it works. And I think it turns into like great traits to have as adults, but you become a really shitty high school kid.
Did you color your hair? Did you have like black hair?
No, I thank God I had black hair in high school, so I didn't have to, you know, go to extremes. Like my hair was pretty dark, and I never washed it, so really. Yeah, but we all—it's all who doesn't love an underdog story.
Oh, and I so, love one.
But I like I them when one. They bathe.
When they when I learned how to bathe my senior year in high school, it was over.
It was over for everyone.
It was over, and then I got a beard.
I'm telling you, no, seriously, this is the thing. When you get a beard, it's a game changer because, like, before I had my beard, where did my face and neck, like, separate? I could never figure it out. Yeah.
I actually don't even know, gun to my head, if you, like, draw a portrait of yourself without a beard, I don't think I could complete the task.
Okay.
I don't think I have it. Like, genuinely, I, like, forgot. The beard is so.
Okay, get the easel out. Get the whatnot out.
I do have a follow up question about the beard talk. This is hitting home for me. Do you ever have a fear where you'll get, like, in a project and they ask you to shave and you're like, I don't know if I can?
It depends. Like, it depends. I remember in college, I was very like, I went to theater school. God damn. Yeah, of course. And I was a kid who was like, no matter what you throw at me for a part, I'm going to accomplish it. Because that's what being a team player is. I actually one time, I had to shave my beard for a few shows. But that was like, you know, for the craft, anything can happen.
Absolutely.
There was a point, and I will find pictures and send to you guys in some group chat, where I had to cut my hair, not Homer Simpson style, but the way...
Homer.
Hold on.
That's no hair.
Hold on. Well, he has the hair.
Yeah.
Hey.
Would you cut it like that? I want to see that.
I would if I could.
Okay.
And actually, it probably, no, being Irish Catholic white person, give me 3 years. And that's going to be the standard. But I shaved my head like this, to where there was no hair here. Like, I had the hairless you and just the outline of hair. It was crazy.
For a play?
For a play.
Wow.
And obviously, like, tech week and whatever. It was, like, for 2 weeks of my 21-year-old adult gay life in Florida. That was my hair.
That's okay, well, commitment.
This makes me think of, because I feel like no one is talking about it in this day and age. Do we remember when Alexis Bledel was married to that man? Also, I honestly want to say Vincent. Is it you? I think this man's named Vincent. I think maybe they're not married anymore. He was on Mad Men, and he had to do that shave.
I gotta look it up.
Yeah,
for years. And he would go to the red carpet. Little bits of his hair are growing back on the top because he wasn't bald.
I totally thought Alexis, maybe I got Handmaid's Tale pilled, but I thought Alexis Bledel was like gay. That was like the whole.
In real life?
IRL.
Well, she divorced, I guess, her husband. So I guess that's a secret we'll never know. Ooh. Or a secret we will.
Or that we reveal on that this podcast.
I read that this guy's name is Vincent. Okay, look up red carpet pictures of him.
Is this it guy? Is, this guy?
Yes.
Okay, he's hot.
No, but look up what's right, like, right hair coming back on, growing back.
No hair, madman, white, tall, Alexis Bledel.
Okay, for people listening, it's Vincent Kartheiser.
I just feel like to be able to still, like, bag Alexis Bledel Wait. And have your hair look
Ooh,
like
is it that?
This?
Look, okay, yes. Close up, it's look. Less good.
Is it
Oh,
that?
Wow. It was actually, to be honest, not to be like, but me. But
That's
me.
You? That was you?
No, that is, I remember that marriage like it was yesterday. that mine was actually, and I know that's a red carpet pick, mine was farther back.
Wow.
Mine was like truly, truly, truly to the peak of my, it was atrocious. It was atrocious. But it was like the way that the scholarship that they gave out to like a lot of people, I'm not like the one, but but it was like you had to do a show semester. So if you put it off doing a show and it was the last show, you got cast and they're like, we need you to do this. You're like, oh, well, in order to pay for school, I gotta shave the head. So
wow.
I do remember, and there's all, I love everyone who was a part of this process. So I'm not like, I hope
Wait,
I don't
what
sound
was
like
a play.
It was called The Man Who Killed Time. It was like some abstract comedy play about a man who, get this, kills time in his town. He's like in some Slovakian town.
Can
somewhere.
I ask how he did it?
How he smashed all the clocks. It was like, yeah.
Oh, so simple. Clocks. I didn't know that's how that worked.
That is, yeah. So well, read the play.
Okay.
Really, really, really good. I actually can't remember any of it. But I remember the woman who cut my hair, who was a genius in every aspect of her craft, was literally like, after the razor had touched my head, she's like, I gotta be honest, I do not know what I'm doing. and it was one of those things where you're like, all right, I need a twisted tea like right now. Like, I need a twisted tea.
So specific.
So, I love that. Well, the Floridian.
Yeah,
you know,
Floridian.
Let's be real. Let's be twisted real. Tea, what's better than that?
I don't think I've ever had a twisted tea.
I don't think I've ever.
That's so funny because.
Do you have one?
Could you imagine?
Well, randomly in our refrigerator here at the office, there's, what do you call it? White Claw Surge. Have you ever had one?
Yes. Are they actually, you know what's so funny is I got locked out of my apartment a few days ago.
I'm so sorry.
It was thank you. And you're like, I got COVID. Enough of that.
Yeah, enough.
I got locked out of my apartment for 3 hours. And our phones were dying. I had to download like a app store game just
like
to pass
Candy
time.
Crush.
Candy Bloons Tower Defense, if you're familiar.
I'm not.
Yeah, if you got $2.99 to spare, it did the job.
Oh, you even paid for a game.
Yeah, it was rock bottom. And even worse before, I literally have never been here in years. Beforehand, my roommate and I were like, do you want Subway? Because I want Subway. So
what'd you get from Subway?
We got you build your own. I didn't, you know, I don't follow the molds.
No.
I'm not like, give me that. I'm
Ooh,
like,
you're not building your own?
I get the pizza sub.
There's a pizza sub?
I don't know.
It's Where pepperoni.
Okay.
Then marinara sauce, and then your choice of Chez. And then you can get vegetables on top, or you don't even have to get vegetables.
Wait. Okay. I will say Subway is just inherently not built for anxious gay men, which if I could speak for everyone.
And do you have a sandwich shop that maybe is built for anxious gay
Quiznos.
Men?
Quiznos. Quiznos, say that you take your time. But Subway, it's like, who's next? You got to step up. And he's like, what bread? And immediately decision is being made.
Yeah.
There's no time to process, unpack, discuss.
Yeah.
Exhale, inhale, eat, go.
Yeah.
Go. I said meat, cheese. Lettuce, whatever.
Were they like, what meat? And you're like, meat.
Meat. Most
meat.
Please.
Meet me.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. Like, go. And I can't even remember. I know I got like two different meats where like my roommate was even like, that's gross. And the guy was like, if you insist. I was like, just put it on a damn sub. So I sat outside of my apartment for 3 hours with a foot long sub of this mysterious blend of meats, cheeses. It hit.
Wow.
It hit.
Then, are you ready? Because
we have a game.
We have a game on this pod that's very, very famous called
Heaven or Hell.
And this is a game on a scale of 1 being hell and 10 being heaven. Where do you rank these behaviors? Now, if there's one thing we know about you,
thank you.
It's that you're younger than us.
Thank you.
Do you feel comfortable telling the listeners your age? You can say pass.
No, 24.
Okay.
Can I ask how old you guys are?
No.
Oh. No, that's
that
not
is
allowed.
So inappropriate.
You never ask a lady their ages.
You would consider yourself Gen Z?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
Well, we're famously millennials, and these are going to be behaviors that you as a Gen Z, how do you react to these millennial behaviors? This is our game.
Okay, so I've read this one. When I was reading over these before we started recording, I actually started doing this. So this feels like an attack.
Yeah.
Reminiscing about Sims.
So it's like listening to a millennial reminisce about Sims.
Sims the game?
Sims the game. Heaven or hell?
I'm going to say 10. I feel like, you know, 10.
Thank you.
You know, our past is what makes us. You know, if Sims has made you who you are.
Have you ever played Sims?
Of course.
Oh, my God.
Sims 1, Sims 2 on the GameCube. Yeah, I was there.
Yes.
Sims 2 when they did Sims 2 Urban.
Okay.
That's a one. That's a hell right there.
But I can't tell you how excited I was when you could start to make them have sex. You had to buy the bed with the heart and they had to put a quarter in. Seedy, I know. But once they went in there, they would make noises like, ooh, ah, ooh, yeah. Como stella. You know, it was great.
Yeah. Oh, it was great.
Okay, number two. A millennial telling you, and this millennial could even be me.
It is.
That Taylor Swift is their favorite artist. Ooh. Not good. Look, I know it's not good.
I'm going
to send me to hell.
I think I have to lean like probably like 7 or 8, actually.
Because really?
it's the same thing where it's like, who am I to yuck your yum? I might be a little concerned with like what you were doing for the first 15 years of your life before she started making music.
As a Coldplay. Like, Coldplay.
One.
My music taste is very bad.
Mine still is, and that's okay.
Okay.
What was your number one artist on Spotify for 2022?
Omar Apollo, I think. Omar Apollo. It was like Omar Apollo, Taylor Swift, yikes, Rina Sawayama, Rosalia, and then, Beyonce. Duh. Beyonce had to have been like number two.
Okay.
Renaissance. That got my
I think head. I only knew two of those artists, so I feel great.
Blair?
Okay. The millennial pause. I think I just did it too. That's awkward. This episode is actually an attack at me. The millennial pause before a video starts.
One. I'm going to have to give that hail. I'm going to have to say that is hail right there. Because that is what are we waiting for?
But hold on. In defense, sometimes when you hit record, it doesn't start right away.
It will clip your
voice.
Yeah. How do you guys know about that?
It's inhaling and exhaling. It is second nature. It is, I'm one with the iPhone 14 camera app. I am one with that. Sorry.
That's
hail. That's hail with a capital.
Okay. Wow. I guess I'm technically doing this on my social media. But okay, I want to say it's kind of like, I want to remove maybe like creators, comedians from this because you kind of have to be doing this, I believe, a little bit. Okay, so kind of, I want to say normies doing this. Okay, so millennial normies reposting TikToks on Instagram. I guess you can come for me even as a comedian, but I feel like a lot of comedians do that anyways.
I would, if you're resharing your own stuff, it's like, okay, branding. If you're resharing your, it's giving... When Twitter used to post pictures of Tumblr posts, it's like, make the fucking jump.
Yeah.
Get off, that Kim Kardashian was like, nobody wants to get on another social media app these days. Get off your fucking ass and go on another social media app.
Yeah.
It's the same, like, download TikTok and send it to me on TikTok. I can't.
Yeah.
I can't exist. Intersectionality is not for the InstaTok.
Well, can
TikTok. TikTok.
What if, okay, I know it's bad when you, like, download it from TikTok and then post it to Instagram. But what if you specifically create it outside of the apps and then upload it individually? That's better, right?
Same hell. Okay. Same like limbo hell.
Do you ever post your TikToks to Instagram or not?
Like, unfortunately, of course.
Yeah,
when
of course,
I was,
right?
I haven't done it in because
I'm like, we're still doing that, but I was like, is that?
Well, I haven't made a TikTok in like forever.
Is that bad? Okay. So, all right, Blair.
Millennial taking a selfie with you in portrait mode.
This, I know, I literally cut back to like me 30 seconds ago being like, I can't yuck your arm. Fucking yuck. I'm about to yuck a little bit.
I absolutely hate portrait mode. No, I've never gotten behind it, but people really love
it. It puts too much focus on your face.
I've never looked good in portrait mode.
I actually don't even hate, we're a table of three beautiful people.
Yeah,
I don't dislike the way I look all the time, but even that, I look at that and I go, this is not.
That is not it.
That's not, no one's doing that.
No.
Even the Mona Lisa had a clear background. Like, we don't need.
People are not saying that enough. Even the Mona Lisa had a clear background.
Come on, which actually literally might be false. But
we're like,
we can move on. We can move on.
Okay. Next up. Millennials begging Gen Z not to have low-rise jeans come back.
One. Get a grip.
Get a grip.
They slay in such a way. I just rewatched Pitch Perfect, which is great.
Me too.
Wait, when?
Like 2 nights ago when I couldn't sleep.
Me too.
I watched that, and then you know what? Pitch Perfect 2. I love it.
I haven't seen. We watched. I was full transparency. Drug use. Trigger warning. Okay. I was incredibly high.
I was sober, eating soup and diet Dr. Pepper.
That's your own high, and that's okay. We just watched Best in Show, and I was like, I need to go something a little, which is great. My first time watching, I was like, I need something a little more commanding. Pitch Perfect. I was so high, singing every little word. The final number. Most of the Bellas are rocking low rise jeans, and Anna Kendrick. Literally trigger warning Anna Kendrick. But like Anna Kendrick looked, it was incredible. It was really great.
A side note, you know the moment where she was like on stage in the final performance and she started singing the song from The Breakfast Club and then the guy, the hot...
Skylar asked him?
Yeah, and he like, did you get choked up?
Oh, every time.
I got
every
a little time. Choked up.
Oh, it's so beautiful.
Okay, last but not least, Blair.
Millennial telling you that they just started... Jeweling. Sorry, it took me that word.
He doesn't
weird.
Even know what it is.
No, I know what it is, but the word looked weird when I was reading it.
Yeah. Whoa, I don't even know.
Like they may be bragging to you, like, "Hey, I don't know if you've heard of it, but I just started jeweling."
One. I'm gonna say one. I'm gonna say one with a different aspect. I'm gonna say one because, like, we have moved on from nicotine.
Yeah.
Get a grip. And I'm sorry if you guys are nicotine smokers. Okay.
No,
good.
No, we're not on the
Thank
stuff.
Thank God, because I would have left.
No, but it's like, come on now. You guys are the reason. We're all part of a bigger thing. But you guys are the reason we all have these little nicotine things everywhere. And now you're going to take our little cheat codes, our jewels. Get a grip. Mm-hmm. Go to hell.
It's okay.
Sorry, I didn't even do any in betweens. I don't think I was like either.
No, that's good. We like a bold take.
Yeah, I like with temperature. I like it either real cold or real hot.
That's
I don't
so
like a middle.
Weird. I don't like that. I really like the middle for temperature.
Ooh, no.
I like a nice 60 to 70, a light jacket.
60? Oh, sorry. I was thinking like inside of your apartment. I was like, you're a goddamn serial killer.
No, outside.
I like a fresh. Yeah, no. I would say like my peak performance is like a wicked 52. Like a solid 52 is where I am the most who I was meant to be. I think once we enter 75, I'm like, okay, I love Florida for a reason. And once we get to 30, I'm like, get a new bit.
get a new bit. I hate the winter.
I love the winter.
Unless there's snow on the ground, that is the only reason that should be happening.
I fully agree.
And I'm like, look, snow on the ground, let me have an activity to do, aka all the snow activities. If it's just cold for the sake of being cold, Get a new bit.
I have a few fucking notes for who's ever in charge of that. That's so
Thank
tired.
You. I'm so tired. That's why I had to leave to Los Angeles.
I get it.
I said, you're not giving me enough snore.
Snore. I literally was having a conversation with my roommate last night. I was like, how absurd. Yeah. That like I have to wear gloves and every time I take my glove off. It's like if I'm wearing gloves, it's either to grab snow or to survive the snow. I'm not wearing gloves because it's a little chilly breezy.
Yeah.
Oh my God. It really, oh no.
Oh my God. What an amazing little break we just had. Okay.
Wow. I feel so much lighter after my bathroom break.
I know. It was
guess
crazy.
What I did? One or two?
One, both. Four.
Four.
Four. We could hear it from here.
All right, Vin. So as you know, we've experts when it comes to behavior. We've literally never done a single thing wrong in our lives. And whenever you're ready, I know that you have a little story that you've prepared for today.
Okay.
So just dive in whenever you're ready.
Let's hear it.
Okay. So I wanted this to be as organic as possible. So I actually didn't wicked rehearse it before.
No, please.
But
that's
I did
like it.
I did go over it with somebody before arriving here who was a part of it. So we have two women.
Okay.
Thank God.
Thank God.
I'm going to call woman number one, Nicole Kidman.
Okay.
And woman number two, Dua Lipa.
Okay.
And in between these two women, there's one male person. We're going to go ahead and call that male person Scum.
Scum.
Not even a celebrity. Well, you know, why would he, you know? So here we go.
Okay.
Nicole Kidman was up north with me doing some work over the summer. We were about to enter our first college apartment together ever. Okay. We just graduated high school. Oh, my word. Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
Like, time for college.
Yes.
Okay.
We met this mutual friend who is just the loveliest person. And that's Dua Lipa. And she was so adamant, like, I found this place. I would love for you guys to be my roommates. It would be perfect. It would be a dream come true.
Yeah.
Dua Lipa and Nicole Kidman could share their room. And for the first time in my life, I'd have my own room. It was like literally the dream set up. Nicole Kidman and Scum were talking all summer. They dated for like years. They broke it off being like, you're going to leave and like, you know, toxic relationship.
Yeah.
But by the end of summer, they're like, we're still monogamous. I love you. I can't wait for you to come back to Florida and we can be back together.
Okay.
So We were literally like hopping in the car to drive back down to Florida. Mm-hmm. Nicole Kidman gets a text from Dua Lipa being like, hey, I'm so excited to live with you guys, but I have to come clean. Scum and I have been seeing each other for 3 months, and I think we're about to make it pretty serious. And I just wanted to let you know, because I do know that Scum is your ex, and I don't want it to cause any drama. And Nicole Kidman was literally like, oh my God, I'm dating Scum.
Still.
But was like, and obviously didn't immediately respond with that. It was like, I need time to process. Yeah, I need time to process. This might be weird. And I think there was some like Dua Lipa was like, it's not super serious yet, but I just want to let you know that this is something that's been happening.
Yeah.
So if it does get serious by the time you get here, it's not horrible. Okay. We arrive. We get there. Nicole Kidman and Scum meet up when we arrive, and they do maybe they interact in a way that is historical to what happens when people are together for long periods of time. If you know.
No. Need explicit explaining.
Explicit. Okay. Sean Cody, basically, except woman and male, right?
Okay. I love so, Sean Cody.
So, well, you would have loved that. Then. Okay. You would have loved that. Anyways, so Dua Lipa, we arrive, and Dua Lipa sits us down one day and is like, hey, so it's gotten real. And I was wondering how you would feel about...
Wait, just circling back, just so I really understand.
Yeah.
Nicole Kidman and Scum got to Florida and fucked.
Sean Cody, yeah.
I don't know what
Sean Cody is. It's a great... I'll send you some videos.
Have some saved, actually. I can
okay,
pull
so she... Sorry, Nicole Kidman got to Florida and still was like, I'm going to still go for this man. It's definitely been cheating on me.
Instead of talking to the new roommate that we super didn't know yet... was like, I'm going to go right to Scum and be like, what's going on here? Yeah. And Scum was pretty much like, don't worry, babes. Don't worry.
And he's British.
He's British. And that was actually leaning Australian.
Oh, Australian.
But that's babes.
Babes.
So Scum was like, no worries. Like, sorry. Yeah. Like, that was just an innocent talk. I can't believe it got that out of hand. And Nicole Kidman's like, yeah, great. She's won an Oscar. You know,
she's fine.
She's whatever.
Places.
Going places. So they were together. Everything's good. Thumbs up. We go into the apartment, not even a week of living together. They don't really talk about it because, you know, like, messy.
Yeah, right.
Dua Lipa is like, oh, by the way, just so you know, it has gone serious. And Scum and I are like one-on-one monogamous. And I was wondering how you'd feel like if he could come over and I make sure there's no intersection. And Nicole Kidman was like, okay, we need to hold on. Let's chat about this later. So what ended up ensuing is like basically Dua Lipa and Nicole Kidman like wouldn't really talk to each other, being like, who's dating Scum? Nicole Kidman just got mad and was like, fuck you, Scum. I don't want to talk to you anymore. You're a mess.
Yeah.
But that allowed Scum to be free enough to keep going to Dua Lipa. So Dua Lipa and Scum did start getting like real, real, real.
Okay.
And it got out of hand. And the whole time Nicole Kidman's knowing like, oh my God, we talked all summer. I fucked Scum.
Yeah.
And Dua Lipa has no idea. Nicole Kidman and Scum... famously dated for years, whatever. Then they just assumed, I guess Dua Lipa assumed that like when Nicole Kidman went up to Maine.
Yeah.
Oh.
Whenever she
went
north.
When Nicole Kidman went north, that it was just like, that was the quits and it's done. So they have this two information where like for some reason they won't confront each other and talk about it. And I live with them. And I'm getting to know Dua Lipa and it's really great. But Dua Lipa would come to me and be like, why won't Nicole Kidman let Scum come over? Like, why? I really need Nicole Kidman to come through here, would like cry to me, and I have to sit there knowing I have this knowledge of what Dua Lipa, of what Nicole Kidman and Scum did. And then Nicole Kidman would be like, what the hell? What do we do? Like, I don't know what to do. I guess I'm just going to keep the secret and stay out of it. And I was caught in the middle of these two narratives so intensely that I was like, all right, coming back to what we spoke about earlier, I don't know how the podcast is going to run, mayhaps later. I was like, I can't do this anymore. I have to confront this. So I gave Nicole Kidman an Australian ultimatum.
An Australian ultimatum.
And I was like, listen, you tell Dua Lipa the truth. We sit down, we have an organic conversation about it. We just be honest, put it all on the table, and ideally we point our fingers at Scum, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Ideally we point our fingers at Scum, and that in the conversation will kind of like be healthy moving forward by like this date, or I'm going to tell Dua Lipa.
Yeah.
And who knows if I ever was going to have the balls to do it, but I was like, Nicole, Nicole, baby, I love you, and you love me, but we got to get this shit done.
Yeah.
So... Nicole Kidman was like, fuck you for making me do this, but okay. We sat down, we're like, we need to talk. We sat down
had an organic conversation and it went so poorly. Yeah. It went so poorly.
Wait, and it was all four people.
No Scum.
No Scum. Scum was still not invited to the apartment.
Yeah, Scum was never, Scum couldn't even come to the apartment. Yeah. Scum, get the hell out, Scum. Get out. Like, I had my own preconceived feelings about Scum, but.
Were you ever interested in Scum yourself?
No.
No.
N-O-O, nope, the movie, director Jordan Peele, yeah. 2022.
Can you compare him to a celebrity of what he looked like?
That's a great question. Yeah. Who's that? Have you seen The Banshees of Inisherin? Inisherin?
I don't know what you just said.
The Banshees, I know what you're saying, but I worry I don't know.
He's a guy in that. I would say the guy in Queen's Gambit, the one who's like, I'm better at you than chess. And then like ends up like kind of falling
for
her.
But kind of British. Kind of giving him British.
British, like kind of a like
nerd. Is like it the defined nose. Thomas Brody Sangster, Benny Watts, is that who he plays?
It's the young. Yes. Oh my God.
He's Love Actually, that boy. Isn't he?
Oh, he is the one that did like the flips and stuff in Love Actually. Yeah.
Yeah, this guy right here.
Yeah.
That is really great comparison.
Okay,
really,
so
really
the conversation is not
I get it now.
Well. Yeah.
The conversation's not going well in person.
Conversation's not going well. And like, you know, emotions are so eruptive and like, you know, who are we to censor emotions? And I guess Dua Lipa was like, I need to leave.
Yeah.
I need to go. Sobbing was like, fuck you, and fuck you then for keeping this from me. And Nicole came in, I don't even like your movies and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Stormed out. And basically what ended up happening was within the first semester of us living together, Dua Lipa moved out.
Yeah.
It was a really shitty situation. But
what happened with her and Scum?
They got.
Or can you not say? Is it good or bad? Is it good or did they?
It's not together anymore.
Okay.
But Dua Lipa is so fucking gorgeous. Is so happy. Still in Florida, living a great life. Got a degree. You know, we all have our own Scum. Lord knows I've had a few. Lord knows I've had a few.
Yeah.
So. So that is what that was.
What is your relationship with Nicole and Dua now?
Dua and I are just like have an intense amount of love for each other. At least I adore her so much. I love her and I hope she feels the same way, but we keep in touch and Nicole Kidman and I, that's still my bestie.
So Nicole Kidman and you are still good.
I have to say.
So what's your kind of like moral conundrum with the story? Like, was it bad that you didn't tell Dua sooner? Was it bad to like make your friend have an ultimatum? What do you feel like was maybe the bad behavior in the situation?
The fact that I took a situation that truly had nothing to do with me. And I was like, I'm going to make this about me and give you an ultimatum. Even though that's not the intention, but it's so easy for it to. I mean, really. That is a thing that should have been dealt between the two of them. And for me to get involved and be like, I'm going to tell Dua Lipa.
Well, to a certain degree, you were involved because it's under the same roof that you lived in with them or potentially. So.
Yes. Thank you.
So. I also think, yes, it didn't involve you technically, right? You were not with Scum. But you are involved in two friendships. Like if you didn't have friendships with them, but as somebody who has friends, okay, brag. I think if I had a friend who was keeping a massive secret, even though it wasn't technically their secret, yeah, that's going to impact my friendship with them the rest of our lives potentially, that like it does involve you because you are like withholding information from a dear friend. So I think you are involved even if technically you're not fucking Scum.
Right. But I also will add, I'll paint a broader picture that I was in high school or in college and I still kind of am, but I'm better at catching myself these days. Mm. Kind of like the everyone's man. Mm. Where like, even if there is a side or like I would go to Dua Lipa and be like, how are you doing? And like, what is up? And like, be there for Dua Lipa. At least that's what I would tell myself in my head.
Yeah.
But if someone externally was looking in, they'd be like, you're a two-timer. And you're going to Dua Lipa and getting
a kind of Dua Lipa.
Yeah. And I can't really remember if I was like relaying information, being like, this is what Dua told me. This is what Nicole told me. Yeah. But although it was under the same roof, I maybe dug my nails in a little deeper than I maybe should have or needed to.
I mean, I will say I applaud you for being proactive. But when you break it down like that, which I didn't think about, that does put a new light on the situation, for me at least.
Mm, so are you leaning then bad, Blair?
I mean, boy, I think I am going to lean bad.
So what do you think you should have done differently?
If ifs and buts were candies and nuts, we'd all have a Merry Christmas. Am I right?
Amen.
And I've been saying it. Yeah. We were just talking about that, actually.
Well, see, I'm also, like, putting myself in that situation because I just don't like confrontation. Mm-hmm. And also, it's not my problem. So I'd have been like, you guys deal with it. So I just been like, you know, hey, maybe you should talk about this. But, like, I probably would have stayed back. I don't know. I don't know.
I've gotten that advice before. I've gotten that advice before.
Okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to go bad because of very different reasons.
Okay.
The sex education in our schools are not good in this country.
Amen.
And I worry with scum going back and forth, back and forth. You are potentially exposing your friends to diseases. We don't know what scum was having. He was telling two women he was in a monogamous relationship with them. He wasn't. We don't know how many other women he was involved in. Your friends could have gotten something, could have picked something
up. And did he cover his pecker?
Wait, who knows? Who knows? But what we know about Sean Cody, no.
No.
No, but no. They were all tested beforehand. But but I actually forgot a detail. Can I like add an addendum?
Absolutely.
Which actually looks worse on my case. But okay, who cares? You already voted me bad. Fuck you. There was a third woman. There was a third woman who I'm a villain. There was a third person who I guess we'll call
Camila Cabello.
Deborah Messing, unfortunately, isn't with us in this narrative.
No. Okay.
Although she's right.
Yeah.
Camila Cabello, I can't really remember how I found out, but probably from my little prying little fingers, found out that there was a third person and made Nicole Kidman and I bring that up when we talked. But my intention was to be like, really, 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 not fingers on us, fingers on.
Yeah.
On scum. But I sat with that information for like 2 months, 3 months.
Yeah.
As Dua Lipa would confide in me without saying anything, I took my damn time.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think, Blair, we're going to officially deem Vincent bad behavior. All right, Vincent. God. I'm so sorry to do this to you, but we have a really bad punishment for you today.
Yeah.
So we think with what we've learned today... we need to go really harsh on you.
Yeah, we had a very fair assessment, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Very fair.
And you need to learn your lesson for once. And so we would like you to read James Charles' apology to listeners, and this will be your punishment today, reading his celebrity apology.
Hey, sisters. As a white cis male, I recognize my privilege and would never want to take that for granted, but I fucked up. This is horrible. I deleted everything before my plane took off, hoping that it would go away, which is completely the wrong way to handle problems such as this. I just landed a little while ago, and I'm just now seeing to where this is blown up, and to I don't want anyone to think I don't care or am not sorry. I could not see or say anything while in the air. I passed out and did not buy Wi-Fi.
Wow.
I feel awful for posting what I said. I understand why what I said.
Wow.
How do you feel?
Yeah, do you feel redeemed? Do you feel like you've had your guilt lifted?
I don't know if I've ever felt this light in my life.
Oh, good.
Wow.
That's not true, but I have.
Okay, as we finish up, can you please tell our listeners where they can find you, follow you, any upcoming shows or anything we should be watching out for?
Ooh. 2023 is such a beautiful year for us to be together. And if you want to be even closer,
yes. You
can follow me on Instagram at VINNIE_draw. My last name backwards. Vinny draw, Vinny underscore draw.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
On Twitter at VWARD98 and TikTok as well at VWARD98. And I must say, as of the recording of this podcast, I've been tweeting. I've been on my tweet game.
Oh,
and
good.
I've been tweeting things that are successful, things that are great, and I'm really back on that platform. If anybody listeners want to partake and see how bad behavior manifests itself in 140 characters. Then please check me out.
Follow on Twitter.
And my Venmo is, I'm kidding.
Well, thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you so much for having me. This was amazing.
Oh, good. Well, thank you.
Thank you. I'll never fucking forgive you.
And that's our show. Thanks so much for listening today.
We absolutely hate to do this. We hate it.
But it would mean the world to us if you can subscribe to the podcast wherever you get podcasts, rate and review.
Follow us at Bad Behavior NYC on Instagram and TikTok. Thanks again for listening.
And remember, whatever your moral status, we are always here to judge.
Bye.
Do you think that was good?